perfection is hard to reach. But the 2004-05 Simon Fraser University, SFU, women's basketball team was able to hit that peak and is now being honored with an induction to the Burnaby Sports Hall of Fame. SFU went 38-0 in the regular season and playoffs, which saw them capture the Canada West Conference Championship and the 2005 national title, known then at Canadian Interuniversity Sport, CIS. The 38 wins are the most in a single season for SFU women's basketball ever. By 2004-05, I had been 4 years in the CIS, head coach Bruce Langford said in a news release. We had been to the Nationals each time, winning the Canadian Championship my first season with a 31-0 record. That was an exciting year, but really, it was an Allison McNeil team she had recruited and coached for years. They were primed for a big season and they had it. I think the average margin of victory was a couple of dozen points and I felt lucky to just be along for the ride. By 2004, the team I felt was mine. I had tried to keep the tradition and recruited what I believed to be quality people. They were a great group to work with and I had a few local assistant coaches in Carrie Rokosh and John Prescott to help. Teresa Gabriele, as an assistant coach, provided a valuable voice with lots of experience. That team faced adversity and many close games over the year. They dug deep to pull them out. Even the national final against Winnipeg in their home gym came down to some big plays in the last few minutes. SFU's winning ways were done in style, going 20-0 in Canada West League play and winning by an average of 20.8 points. They swept Calgary in a best-of-three playoff series and then defeated Victoria in the semis before beating Regina in the conference championship. The veterans of Marin Corrigal, Devin Campbell, Donnie Langford and Morgan McLaughlin played huge roles in leading the team and setting the tone, Langford added. My recruits of Jen Mechelgen, Laura Van Den Boogaard, Kelsey Tu, Courtney Brown, Lonnie Gibbons, Courtney Gerwing, and Julia Wilson had grown into solid players. It was a great team effort. Everyone knew their role and filled it nicely. Seeing them recognized for a truly incredible year is very rewarding. The full 2023 class of inductees will be honored at a ceremony at Riverway Golf Course on March 24, 2023.